W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. The Republican contenders for the party's 2024 presidential nomination are at tonight's annual Lincoln Day dinner in Des Moines, Iowa. Former President Donald Trump telling the audience,
"The 2024 election is our last shot to save America, and there's only one candidate, and you know who that candidate is, who's going to get the job done."
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis has repeated his frequent promise to halt what he calls the weaponization of the Justice Department. The National Weather Service says almost two-thirds of the country is under a heat advisory or a flood warning. Weather Channel meteorologist Jackie Jarrus has more.
Severe weather across the nation's midsection. Complexes of thunderstorms are expected to be developing and moving from west towards the east. They're going to bring a threat of damaging winds. Large hail couldn't rule out a couple of tornadoes, and that's what swings into the northeast for your Saturday.
Storms just rolled through the Chicago area. Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is up there. KCBS-TV's Kara Finstrom spoke to one lottery player about what he'd do if he wins big.
The jackpot is on the verge of $1 billion, and folks have been buying tickets. Mega Millions has actually awarded four jackpots worth more than $1 billion, and that has folks dreaming.
For sure, travel. I mean, own my own property, that'd be nice. No more renting.
Bad news for striking film and TV writers and TV viewers.
Variety magazine says large studios and streaming services reportedly may cancel some of their deals with writers as soon as next Monday because of the strikes by the Writers Guild of America and SAG-AFTRA. That's the union that represents film and television actors. The deals include payments to writers and funding for the development of projects.
This is the Emmys.
And the 75th Emmy Awards have reportedly been postponed because of the two strikes. The show was scheduled for September 18th. A new date hasn't been set. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
A CBS News crew was inside a Ukrainian city that came under attack today by Russian forces. CBS's Remy Innocencio reports.
Glory to Ukraine, glory to heroes, chant Ukrainian troops. On the southern front line with Russia, Ukraine's military retook the small settlement of Staromayorsk in its slow slog to reclaim every inch of land occupied by Russia. People sitting at home who say the counteroffensive should move faster should try to do it themselves, says Ukraine's chief of public relations for its territorial defense forces.
Meantime, Russia claims it shot down two missiles fired from Ukraine into Russia with fragments damaging buildings and injuring several people. Stocks ended higher on Wall Street. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups presents great combos in pop culture. The latest installment of the Mission Impossible series, Dead Reckoning Part 1, is out now. It reunites filmmaker Christopher McQuarrie with actor Tom Cruise, who have collaborated on many movies.
We just love movies, love entertaining an audience. And Tom was somebody who was very straightforward about, I make mass entertainment.
Brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the best way to start your day, end your day, and middle of your day.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James Help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care. And they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for isolated thunderstorms overnight, otherwise mainly cloudy skies. Lows dip down to about 61, winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 82. Lows dip down to about 55. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 69.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by St. Paul Public Schools, giving out signing bonuses. Check them out at spps.org.
Hey, right on, Haley. I used to teach high school and back in the day. And then we also have State Senator Mary Kunish, who is also an educator in school before she retired recently, too. Hey, thanks a lot for stopping in. It's our Friday show with State Senator Mary Kunish. Welcome.
Well, hi, Mataka Yape. Hello, my relatives. Good to be here with you on this sweltering hot Friday afternoon.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you know, it's always great to see you and always great to talk to you. Great positive energy. And we just had a great session this past year and things are looking good. We are worried a little bit about this global warming stuff, and the scientists are saying on the news, you know, that all this heat is definitely has something to do with it. So, you know, we got to really start talking more about that and do something about it. But it's great to have you on. And so you are like on vacation mode, but really not, because you're doing a lot of traveling and all these things. What's going on, State Senator?
Well, this was kind of a fun week, because for one day I spent visiting farms across Minnesota, went down to Granite Falls and saw this wonderful, wonderful family farm that had been in the family for four generations, and it was a century farm. So the family had had it for well over 100 years. Really great couple, Tim and Connie Velde, shared, you know, the history of their farm, and then, you know, really demonstrated what incredibly good stewards they are of the lands that they farm, and using really good practices. One thing I did not know is that soybeans produce twice as much nitrogen as they need. And so when they're growing in the fields, not only are they taking the nitrogen they need to produce soybeans, but they also leave a ton of nitrogen in the ground. And interesting enough, corn needs a lot of nitrogen to grow. So talking about how they flip the different crops in different fields, and then like the precision farming that they have with their machinery and that sort of thing, it was fascinating. And I asked him about the global warming and about the heat this year and what kind of an effect that has on his farm, especially when we hear about you know, some of the aquifers getting dried up and farms needing more and more water to water their crops. He said down in southern west southern Minnesota, it's really good clay. And so it holds the moisture, so they don't have to aerate. They don't have to, they don't have those big watering apparatus out there. Their soil holds the water really well. Wow. So I learned a heck of a lot from these folks. And unfortunately, yesterday I didn't make it onto a forum for tribal nutrition and agriculture, but one of the people that did attend shared her notes with me, and Ben Jacobs was on the panel. He's Takabi from the Osage Nation, and Sean Sherman was there, the sous chef, to talk about that. Neely Snyder from Dream of Wild Health, Shannon Kessner, who is the tribal liaison for Minnesota Department of Agriculture, and this young woman that sent me this, her name is Kirsten Buescher, and she works with Senator Smith's office, and she was there as well. And one of the things that, and I don't know if people know this, but there's been a lot of consternation about the farm bill that the federal government has not passed yet, and it's making farmers really, really nervous. And it's really important for our tribal nations and our native communities as well, because within the farm bill, the federal farm bill, there are opportunities to address some of the longstanding systemic inequities in the agriculture and nutrition sector that affects so many of our Native families. And we all know the poor health that generations have had, especially when they were receiving all those commodity foods that were no good for Indian folks. And so it's just really super important that as we go forward, we're investing in Native farms as well. So there are organizations like the Native Farm Bill Coalition. There are tribal leaders from across the nation that are working with the Indian Affairs Committee and the Agricultural Committee because they really, really recognize the need for this in Indian country. And so Senator Smith and her office has been working with the Indian Affairs Committee to push some of her priorities, like self-governance, expansion in USDA, including the Office of Self-Governance to administer the programs, because oftentimes the dollars are there, but some other agency is in charge of the money, and that makes it difficult. She wants to ensure that there's better engagement with the tribes throughout USDA, and that's the United States Department of Agriculture. And, you know, how can we improve those USDA programs? My sister Patrice, who we have referred to in a number of different ways, used to work for the USDA under the Obama administration. So.